Clear. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Vice President Harris will return to the office after a positive COVID test last week.
Vice President Kamala Harris tested negative for COVID-19 today on a rapid test less than a week after testing positive. The White House says Harris will return to in-person work on Tuesday, but continue to wear a well-fitting mask while around others through the 10-day period as recommended by the CDC. The vice president is vaccinated and boosted, and when she tested positive last week, her office said she was not exhibiting symptoms. She was not considered a close contact of President Biden. Tom Graham, Fox News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden understands the need for more funding for COVID.
There is a dire need for money to continue to fund our needs on COVID.
Psaki says it's vital that the U.S. continues to be prepared as a range of new COVID subvariants have prompted surges in different parts of the U.S. The Supreme Court has ruled the city of Boston violated the free speech rights of an activist group barred from flying a Christian flag.
Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for a unanimous Supreme Court that a private group's flying of a Christian flag on a Boston City Hall flagpole should have been permitted. Harold Shurtleff with the group Camp Constitution applied to fly the white flag with a red cross on a blue background on one of the flagpoles outside City Hall. The city occasionally takes down the city's pennant to hoist another flag. Breyer says the city's policy lacks meaningful involvement in the selection of flags and discriminated against Shurtleff because of his religious viewpoint. The city has said it will likely change its policy to have more control over which flags can fly at City Hall.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A federal judge in Kentucky has extended a temporary ban on the enforcement of a new state abortion law. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A group of reported Antifa members disrupted a political rally in Portland, Oregon over the weekend.
Two people were injured in the assault, including a woman who suffered hearing loss. The candidate was Stan Pulliam, the current mayor of Sandy, Oregon, who is pro-police and talks tough on crime.
We've declared a war on woke. We're sick and tired of the Antifas. We're going to put these folks in the jail. We're going to take our state back.
Portland police took more than 20 minutes to respond to the attack, even though it happened just a few blocks from police headquarters. By the time they arrived, all the criminals were gone. Police staffing is at historic lows due to defunding and mass resignations. In Seattle, Dan Springer, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to halt the upcoming execution of Missouri inmate Carmen Deck. Deck is scheduled to die by injection at 6 p.m. Tuesday for killing a couple while robbing their rural home in July 1996. Governor Mike Parson has said that he will not grant clemency. A former member of a notorious militant organization that originated in the late 60s has died.
Kathy Boudin, who was a member of the Radical Weather Underground and convicted in the fatal Brinks robbery, has died. The mother of San Francisco D.A. Chesa Boudin served more than two decades in prison for the 1981 heist, which left a Brinks guard and two New York police officers dead. She was said to have been a model prisoner, mentoring other inmates and showing remorse, and was released on parole in 2003. Her husband, David Gilbert, had his sentence commuted last year for his role in the robbery. Her son telling reporters his mother had been battling cancer for 7 years. Boudin was 78. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
At the box office this week, in the DreamWorks animated movie The Bad Guys was tops, earning $16.1 million in its second weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in second with $11.4 million. And Fantastic Beasts The Secrets of Dumbledore rounded out the top three. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.